You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. We've had signing number one in Matt Keith. Now we're going to talk to signing number two. I'm delighted to say on the line to talk about his return to Brayhead Clan is Barry McKenzie. Barry, thank you very much for joining us. The first question, it's your second year at Brayhead Clan, something you described as a dream move when we talked last year. How much has last season lived up to expectations for you?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Obviously with the Champions League and... Obviously, we won the conference in the last game. Also, we fell short in the league, the Challenge Cup, and the playoffs. But overall, I really enjoyed it. It was great finally playing in front of the Purple Army. They were great with me. Everybody took me on. It was very nice to me. I had a great time, and I'm glad to be back.
Now, in terms of achievement, you touched upon it there. Last season didn't quite go to plan, missing out on the league, going out of the playoffs and obviously the Challenge Cup as well. But how much hunger is there to really go for it next season?
Oh, definitely. You know, a club like Brayhead, we need to be challenging. We know that. We know where we went wrong last year in the month of, I believe it was February, when we went in a bad spell. And we lost the league by 5 points. We know what we have to do. I think the team that Ryan's got to recruit in this year will be a lot more physical, I believe. And I think he knows what to do. He knows what kind of teams he has to put together to be winning. And I strongly believe next year we'll be challenging for everything again. So I'm proud to be a part of it, and I'm really excited to be meeting my new teammates and getting going eventually in August.
Now, as I said, Matt Keith was confirmed last week. The skipper's come back to Brayhead. Now you're back as well, Barry.
Yep.
What has the coach told you about what he wants to do next season, without revealing too much, of course?
Yeah, well, I don't really think it's much of a secret that most teams are going to try and run four lines. I don't know where I fit into the four lines. I don't really mind. You know, I said it last year, I'll say it again this year. As long as we win, I don't really care what role I do. I'll do whatever I'm asked to do. Obviously, it's great to get Keither back on board. And from what I've spoken to Gareth and obviously Ryan, hopefully the players that will be back next year will also a huge boost in them. I'm sure the fans are going to be really excited for that as well.
Now, from your own personal point of view, how did you enjoy the challenge of a really competitive league last season and the amount of tight matches that there was? There was certainly plenty of those.
Definitely. The league's getting better every year. That's no secret. You can see that. Obviously, it's harder. As a British player, I said it last year, you have to up your game if you want to have a job, basically, in the league. I really enjoyed it. It was very hard. A lot of great players in the league, and I believe the league's going to get even better next year. So I'm fully up to the challenge personally, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And of course, we're only into May. We've got lots of time before the start of the new season.
Yeah.
So what plans have you got for the summer months as you look ahead to the new campaign? What are you up to?
I'm actually just back down in Dumfries. I'm actually starting my own business. that's what I'll be doing this summer. I'm still in the gym and stuff like that. I've not been on the ice really since I've been home, but starting up my business is kind of the key right now. I will obviously be looking to buy a house in the Brayhead area, which is really obviously exciting times as well. So that's basically my summer.
Can you reveal what your new business venture is going to be, or you keep it under wraps just now?
No, it's basically merchandise. I've spoke to Gareth, and hopefully we can come up to an agreement. It'll be like badges and key rings and tie pins and different things like that. Little merchandise things that you can sell in the stand. So hopefully, I've obviously spoke to Gareth, starting with Brayhead, and hopefully I can get other teams involved. The stuff that I'm hopefully be doing is quality stuff. You know, I've gave Gareth some samples and that, and he's really happy with what it is. So, yeah, I mean, obviously it's got to be tough. It's like anything, you start any business, it's got to be tough. But I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it takes off. So, just got to give it a bash, you know.
Excellent. Well, Barry, good to have you on board again next season. I'm sure the fans will be delighted to know that you're back and going to be back in Brayhead colours again soon. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much.